Hey, this is Chili Chilton. Welcome to Chili Chilton Unfiltered Confession. I've been complaining. In fact, even some self-loathing. I hate to even say it. And most of it's internal. But I'm finding myself pretty discontent. And I'm ready for God to do something. I'm ready for things to get fixed. I'm ready for provision to show up. And I've been doing a lot of different things to investigate and explore what my options might be. And I have new resumes out there and been trying to educate myself in new ways and pursuing different things. And people are kind to me and they say, you know, getting a new job is a full-time job, just getting it. And yep, I get it. I'm probably not working as hard as I should. I'm probably not looking in the right directions like I could. And yet, I would also say, to a large degree, I have always learned to take my cares to the Lord. Of course, He will come through in miraculous ways in His time. And He, of course, also expects us to do our part and not just sit around with our hand out. So I've been thinking through all of that, and various applications are on my laptop, from Uber to DoorDash to car dealerships and other things. Later today, I have an interview with a corporate possibility, and I may have a conversation with a good friend later this week about some other ministry possibilities. So there's lots of things on the horizon, plus God's stirring something in my heart. But in the middle of it, on a quiet afternoon, you can start becoming helpless, pitiful, whiny, moaning, telling God He's late, finding fault in the process, being critical of others. Yep. So I step out onto my porch, and there they are everywhere. Birds flying all over the place, singing. They don't have a care in the world, you know. And I was sitting out here for a few minutes before I started this podcast and looking at the cardinal, and then the blue jay flew by, and the woodpecker was pounding across the way, and all kinds of different birds. I don't even know all the different chirps and calls that they make. At night, I come out here and I listen to the owls, and I think about that, you know. And I was reading in the Word of God, and from Luke 12 in the Passion Translation, and it says this: take the carefree birds as your example. Do you ever see them worry? They neither grow their own food nor put it in a storehouse for later. Yet God takes care of every one of them, feeding each of them out of the abundance of His love and goodness. Isn't your life more precious to God than a bird? Be carefree in the care of God. Wow. Yeah. Look at the birds. Let the birds talk to you for a little bit and let them encourage you. They have little brains, and yet they sing their hearts out, and God takes care of them. Sometimes I feel like I have a little brain, that I'm just an overachiever with average intellect. Maybe I am. Whatever the case may be, God wants a song to come from my heart, not sorrow. He wants me to trust Him when I can't see the answer, when I don't know how He's going to come through. Certainly, look for opportunities, look for blessings, look for ways you can work and get the job done. But don't become negative and whiny. Don't become self-loathing. Don't make other people feel sorry for you. And certainly, if you're a leader in your home, set the bar high. for joy, for expectation, for trusting in the Lord. Because I know He's faithful, and I know He's good. And so I'm going to just sit out and enjoy some bird talk today. I hope you're encouraged. I'm thankful that you're in my life, even if you're out there silently cheering me on. That's how I picture you, smiling, saying, "Go Chili." Thank you for that. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.